This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. This ought to be a really, really fun broadcast. No kidding. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Here we go. You dial set correctly to USAprepares.com, and we're broadcasting live twice daily from Studio A. And there's a link to your instructors, all of them, on the website, USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by our instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. You're participating in the largest preparedness classroom in the United States of America. Alex is producing the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota, and this is a worldwide broadcast. Today, our class is focused on survival reality shows. We're going to talk about some behind-the-scenes stories. Marjorie Wildcraft is with me, and we're going to swap some behind-the-scenes experiences with producers from national television shows. And Marjorie is going to share some of her thoughts on how important free publicity is for small businesses. And we're going to talk about tips for small business owners getting started in working with the media. Marjorie Wildcraft is a USAprepares.com senior instructor, and she produced and starred in her DVD set. It's titled Grow Your Own Groceries, Turn Your Backyard into a Food Production System, and she has received rave reviews from many, many well-known popular survivalists. I have a copy in the studio, and I agree with all of them. Welcome, Marjorie Wildcraft.
Hey, Vince. Thanks so much for having me back on. We're going to have a good time today. This is a fun topic.
Yeah, it really, it really is. Marjorie, a little over a year ago, I was invited to spend a week in Texas at a network owner's house. And I spent some time broadcasting live from a Dallas Preparedness Expo, and I spent some time at the network owner's studio. And the network owner, knowing that we don't have over-the-air television here at the farm or cable or satellite television, he asked me to watch a new series. This was about over a year ago. And that series was National Geographic's Doomsday Preppers, season number one. And I got to tell you, I was in his living room and, you know, sitting down on the sofa there. I get up and I'm stomping around and I'm thinking, who are these people? I don't know. I don't know anybody that behaves this way. I don't know anybody that acts this way. And they had this large woman on, and she was making gourmet foods for the end of the world, you know. Yeah. And she felt that she had a few calories, you know, in reserve, and some excess weight that would get her through the tough times, and she was going to enjoy the end of the world with gourmet preparations. Marjorie, I mean, you know, from your perspective, does that make any sense at all?
Well, you know, that show is totally geared toward getting ratings. That really is the key for what these networks are trying to do. And I got to tell you, Vince, they actually approached me years ago to be in the pilot for that series. And I said, are you crazy? I mean, no prepper in their right mind would want to go on national television and show everybody what they've got, all their supplies, all their, you know, preparations, and have it be on national television. I mean, that is like the most fundamental, basic thing about preparing in the first place, is you'd keep a low profile.
Yeah.
But well, the whole idea of eating gourmet foods, I mean, we're talking about, people don't have any idea how bad things can and most likely will get, and they're pretty unrealistic, and that those shows like that are not doing a service to people who are actually really genuinely trying to prepare.
Well, you're absolutely right, and so what I did, Marjorie, was after I saw that, the next day I was broadcasting in Dallas at this preparedness expo. It was not our expo. It was another expo. So I was broadcasting, and I was talking to people to line up who would be on the air with me, and I wanted to feature some of the exhibitors. So I went from exhibitor to exhibitor, and a lot of people knew me. They recognized my voice from being in the Dallas market. And so I was talking to this one guy. He had an exhibit there, and I said, I saw this TV show last night, you know, Doomsday Preppers. And I saw it for the very first time. I couldn't believe it. Those guys are on there, and they're acting, and they're embellishing, and it's theater, and it's sensationalism. It's not real. It's crazy. And this guy that I was talking to, this exhibitor, started turning red. I thought, did I say something wrong? And he said, well, I was on Doomsday Preppers. And he said, well, you know, you're actually right. You're right. He said that they were videoing him, and they said, okay, put on this night vision and run through your neighborhood. We'll record that on video. And he said, wait a minute. Why would I put on night vision and run through my neighborhood? And they said, do you want to be on TV? Simple as that. So, yeah, there's a lot of theater. What are your thoughts, Marjorie?
Well, you know, when you get on one of these shows, the very first thing they do is they give you a release document to sign, which says that they have full full legal use to use your words and your images basically any way they want to. And from my experience of people who have been on the show that I know, and, you know, I've been in the industry so long, I know a lot of them, as you do, they definitely take full advantage of that. And there's all kinds of things that they do that people, I mean, I know some one woman in particular who was on the show, and she said they completely changed. She said those words technically, but the way they presented it, it was 180 degrees opposite of what she actually said and was trying to communicate. Completely different. So,
yeah.
And she has no legal recourse because she signed that release document. And, you know, that's the game you're getting into.
Well,
pretty brutal.
When I came back from Texas, I came back to the farm in Missouri, and the first Monday after the weekend, I called National Geographic. I did the search on the internet, and I found out where they are in Washington, D.C., and I called them up, and I was really shocked. Nobody knew what I was talking about. I said, no, you know, your preparedness show, Doomsday Preppers, and they really didn't know what I was talking about. So I went from person to person to person, and finally, they took my number, and they called me back. And I wanted to talk to the executive producer, and so they called me back, and the producer said, okay, so you want to have one of our stars on your radio program. And I said, no. Why would I want to do that? And you guys you guys are actors. You guys are, you know, in theater, and you embellish, and we are survivalists. So, no, I don't. Actually, the reason I called was to invite you to come to our expo, the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, and I'd like you to meet real survivalists. And at the time, I wasn't sure if it was National Geographic embellishing or whether it was the people that they had as survivalists embellishing or both. And so I invited the casting director to come down and meet real survivalists. And so for Expo number 3, National Geographic's contracted company, which is called Sharp Entertainment, S-H-A-R-P, Entertainment in New York City, came down. So it really is not National Geographic that's doing this show. It's Sharp Entertainment. And that's really what it is. Wouldn't you say entertainment?
Definitely how they do. They subcontract out. So Vince, so people going to your expo could possibly run into talent scouts for these different, because, you know, let's face it, National Geographic is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, there's all kinds of shows coming out now. This is such a popular topic. So going to the expo, you got a chance, you could meet a talent scout for one of these big producers.
Absolutely. Yeah. As a matter of fact, on this afternoon's broadcast, Marjorie, you know, you've been on the air with us on both KWTO, which is our afternoon broadcast, as well as the morning broadcast, Genesis Communications Network. This afternoon's broadcast is with a gentleman by the name of Alan. And Alan preferred not to use his real name on television, so I'm not going to say it. Alan has been with all, has been to every one of our expos. He is a presenter in the aquaponics world, and he and another man by the name of Franco, whose last name I won't use, they've been to all of our expos. They've presented seminars at all of our expos, and they are in the Springfield area, if you will, within, you know, 100-mile radius of Springfield. And they were on a few weeks ago on Doomsday Preppers talking about aquaponics. So the reason that they were on is because the casting director, Brooklyn, her first name is Brooklyn, from Sharp Entertainment, came to the Get Prepared Expo, our expo, and found talent. And two of these guys were invited to be on Doomsday Preppers. As a matter of fact, they interviewed a whole bunch of people, and a lot of us said no, and some of us said yes. I was invited to be on many times, and they really had a tough time with me saying no. I don't know, you know, maybe I have to think about it. In reality, I really did not want to do it, and the reason,
I got to tell you though, I also had been approached by them many times, and I did agree to do it. And we'll
talk about
it after the break.
Yeah, let's talk about that after the break. Marjorie Wildcraft, grow your own groceries. Marjorie Wildcraft, growyourowngroceries.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Weight, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Marjorie Wildcraft and I are talking about reality television. And I don't watch much television. Very, very, very rarely. Maybe at the most a couple hours a year. That would be the most I'd watch. And by the way, class, we've got a meetup tonight, 5:30, Ziggy's, Springfield. And we're going to be talking about raising chickens. There's a seminar on how to raise chickens for eggs and for meat. And that's Judy Dollarheit, USAPrepares.com instructor. And then Alan, the gentleman that we've been talking about, who's on Doomsday Preppers, is going to be talking about survival communications, survival radios, and survival two-way radios, and what you need to know to have two-way communications and receive-only communications should there be a disaster like grid down and so forth. And also we're going to have a slideshow. USAPrepares.com over the years, and we've got about 100 slides that we're going to show about things that we've done and images of how we got to where we are today. So Marjorie Wildcraft agreed. You agreed to be on Doomsday Preppers.
I did, and I'll tell you, Vince, I'll tell you there's two reasons. And I hadn't seen a lot of the episodes, but I'd heard so much from people who had been on it about how they'd really skewed things, and it's a sensationalist stuff, and reality television is about as far from reality as you can get. Mm-hmm. And they kept bugging me, of course, because you know, anybody, as you know, they bug you too, and anybody who's been in this industry a while, they've been, you know, like, we want you there. But the reason I agreed to do it was for two reasons. One is, and probably part of what you did, they had gotten so much feedback from people that said, hey, you're really showing these people as wackos. But you know, you got to realize when Doomsday came out, preparing was still pretty much considered a wacko activity, you know.
Yeah.
It's really starting to hit the mainstream now. More and mm-hmm. more people are, you know, more and more people who used to think I was crazy are coming up to me and going, hey, Marge, you know, how do I get started? You know, should I get some backup food? And, you know, what mm-hmm. kind of weapons do you recommend? Or who do you recommend I get training from? Or so it and it coming on the sly. So more and more people are, it is starting to hit the mainstream now, and the tide is turning, and the feedback that National Geographic got was, hey, we really, you know, first of all, you're showing these people like they're lunatics, and we really do want to learn stuff. We do really want, a lot of people stayed with the show just to get ideas or just to, to find out or to learn something. I mean, really, there's a hunger out there for people that, that want knowledge and information. And so they approached me again, and they said, would you come on as an expert showing this family some skills? And I said, under those conditions, I would do that. Because as a small business owner, anybody out there, and I'm willing to bet there's a lot of people listening today, if you're a small business person, you know the reality that no matter how great a fantastic service or product is that you have, getting customers and getting sales has a lot to do with advertising and publicity. And so I said, you know, I'd be willing to do this just, you know, to see what kind of exposure I can get from being on a national television show. And so am I selling my soul or something? I don't know.
No, but, no, you're not. Because you're not.
You know, we were offering really good information. This family really is sincerely prepping and, you know, seeing that things are coming and doing what they can to adapt and change their life to fit what they perceive the changes will be. And we you know, and of course they're going to sensationalize it some. We knew that. But it's supposed to air in February. I don't know. But we'll see. So I'll be a test case to see if they've actually changed their tune or not. But I've got to tell you, that is an unbelievably hectic and stressful situation with, the, you know, the things constantly changing all the time, the storyline constantly. They're developing the story often right while they're shooting it. You know, the cameras and the mics and the chaos of what's going on. And, oh, my God, you know, we need, you know, if we're going to butcher a chicken, where do we get a chicken from? We need a chicken or, you know, all the different things. One big insight I got, and I had been back in New York last May talking with a lot of different television producers from different shows, because I a while ago in my business, I had decided that I would go out and seek more publicity to expand my business and to also to really get the message out about growing food and preparing. And, you know, when you're in New York City and you're the only thing they got is a little bit of tree here and a little bit of tree there and a few fat squirrels in Central Park, these people don't have any idea. They don't have any idea what real life is about.
Yeah, like 2,000 people trying to eat the same squirrel. Marjorie Wildcraft, Vin Finelli, USAPreparers.com. We're going to talk about a little bit more about doomsday preppers and what we know, and reality television and tips for marketing. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH
environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
It's gonna be slight.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the season
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Marjorie Wildcraft was at the November 3rd and 4th Get Prepared Expo right here in Missouri. And Marjorie, I understand you're going to be at the April 6th and 7th 2013 Expo.
Absolutely. I'm really looking forward to that, Vince. The last one we had was just a blast, and it was so much fun. And it's so great to be around so many people who are, you know, yeah, this is real, and we're doing this, and it's so much to learn. I wanted to go to every session. Then you have four or five of them going on at a time. I can't take them all.
Well, actually, we were quite out of control with the last expo, expo number 4 in November. We had as many as 7 going on at a time. We had We had two seminars going on in the lobby because there was so much request for some of the speakers to do repeats and do new information. So, yeah, Dr. Richard Allen Miller was out there in the lobby. And we had several of them in the lobby. So we did as many as seven at a time. But, man, it was wild. Marjorie, when Brooklyn from Sharp Entertainment of Doomsday Preppers fame was there, she asked me, I was standing in the expo hall, she put her arm through mine, and she said, she smiled at me, she said, you're gonna be on the show, right? And you know, and I always, you know, I tried to be very polite and say, well, you know, I don't know, let me think about it, and you know, we can talk about it. And I really wanted to say, I really can't do this, but I didn't. So she said, okay, well, just fill out the application. So we went back over to her booth area, and she handed me this one sheet of paper, 8.5 by 11, and it had items on it, like, you know, your name and address and those kinds of things. That's okay. I put my post office box on it, you know. I did not want to put my location. And how much food do you have? How many guns do you have?
Yeah.
How much ammo do you have?
Uh-huh.
Do you have a bunker? I said, Brooklyn, you're kidding, right? What would we see if we come to your house or your property?
Yeah.
And so, you know, that, to that, you know, I filled it out. How much food do you have? Some. How many guns do you have? Some. How much ammo do you have? Some. Do you have a bunker? I left that blank. And what would we see if we came to your house? I said, nothing.
Nothing. You're not going to see anything, Brooklyn. I'm sorry. You know, those producers are really pushy, too. I mean, they're really pushy. And you had a great story. I'll let you tell it about that bug, about the worm.
Okay.
And this is a great example of how, and this is the way they are, because they're trying to get, they're thinking ratings. They're thinking viewers. They're thinking sensationalism. And this, you tell them the extent they'll go to do this.
Okay. Two of the guys that were on a recent episode, their names are Alan, first name Alan, and first name Franco. And these are two guys that I know pretty well. And Alan is an engineer. He's a serious, serious survivalist. And so the storyline was going to be Alan and Franco are neighbors. They're relative neighbors. I mean, they're not side by side. They live, you know, I guess a couple miles apart, maybe five. And they both are interested in aquaponics. And so they each built their own aquaponics system, raising fish and plants in tanks where they cohabitate and are synergistically thriving. So,
yeah.
And you need to feed these fish with something. So you can buy fish food, but the idea is if we're in collapse mode, where are you going to get fish food? So Alan has a, what he calls a maggot mansion. And and actually it is a maggot mansion. I mean, if you think about it, it's this huge, it's you know, like a coffin, if you will. It's about the size of a coffin. And he's got maggots in there and he feeds them to his fish. And then, Franco has, a breeding area for worms, and he uses compost and for his worms, and he has these red wigglers, and he says, so there's this rivalry between these two gentlemen on the episode. So it's who's got the better design, who's got the better system, which is the way you should go. Should you go with Alan's design or should you go with Franco's design? They kind of show some of the highlights. But they, the producer said to Alan, to Franco, okay, we want to get some footage of you eating one of these red wigglers, which you say are the Cadillac of worms. So Franco says no. And the producer says, I'll tell you what, you do it, I'll do it. So Franco goes, okay. So they shoot the footage. Franco said he picked out the smallest one he could find. And he said, I mean, he said it was really, really bitter. It was a horrible experience. And so he ate it. And his daughter was there, his young daughter. And she screams like, oh, you know, how could you do that? And So after the scene was shot, Franco said to the producer, okay, your turn.
Yeah.
And the producer said, no way. No way. So he was conned into believing that the producer would do it. And Franco said that he was ill, violently ill for 2 days. I mean, he ate compost and this red worm and you would never do that. I mean, you've eaten bugs,
no.
But you haven't. I mean, you purge them by putting them in water, right?
And we purge them, and then we also cook them pretty thoroughly. And, you know, of course, indigenous peoples a long time ago probably would have been able to eat a lot of raw insects, but we don't have the digestive tracts that they have. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we aren't. It would make most of us sick. And quite frankly, I don't think they ate worms. God. But that is such a great story that describes. Because they really are focused on trying to get something done, and they're living in New York City in these penthouses, and they're focused on market, and they're focused on viewers, and they're focused on numbers and ratings, and they're totally missing the point about what these people that are coming to the show are genuinely trying to work. You know, I mean, you and I, we're genuinely looking at, hey, we need to make some changes, we need to make some adjustments. I'm really offering good information. So crazy how it all gets so skewed.
Well, you're absolutely right. And when you think about what they showed, they showed bad information. I mean, I'd like to be polite about it, but I can't. They showed Franco doing something he absolutely positively would never do. Under normal circumstances, he would not go in his backyard and pull out a red wiggler and eat it. He wouldn't do it. He was coerced into doing it, and he paid a price. He was sick for 2 days, and he's an independent businessman, and I'm sure it affected his income by eating that one red wiggler. So, and if you think about it, there are people who have watched that episode that probably say, honey, listen, look, we got them in the backyard. We can eat them.
Yeah, if times ever get bad, we can eat them. A good friend of mine, I wouldn't say a good friend, but I go to these primitive skills gatherings twice a year, and I meet mm-hmm. up with Cody Lundeen, who is half of the Dual Survivor Discovery Channel show.
Mm-hmm.
And Cody, over the past couple of years since he started that show, he's had so much trouble with his partner, Dave Canterbury. And he says, who's supposed to be this ex-Navy SEAL or some Delta Force something or other and this badass, survival guy. And Cody's going, this guy is just doing stupid things over and over again, and he's having such a hard time with it. And those of us that knew Cody through these gatherings, knew Cody's the real deal. I mean, Cody lives out in the desert, and he eats rats, and he knows how to make fire from, I mean, he's the real deal. Come to find out, David Canterbury is a total fake. And he just lied to the producers at the Discovery Channel and made up this whole military background. And they had him on the air for 2 years as if he were some survival expert.
Yeah.
It drove Cody nuts. And then they finally found out about it, and it became public. And instead of Discovery Channel saying, hey, you know, we made a mistake, this guy's a fraud, we're going to clean it up and change things, they just never said anything. They're starting a new season, and they're bringing another guy in. But, this guy David Canterbury is going out there now and still supposedly, you know, there's no telling what damage he's done by misrepresenting things that people see that show. People watch these shows and think this stuff is real. I mean, we all think television, oh, my God, you know, they go through so much time and trouble to produce it. So further, nothing could be closer to the truth. I mean, so far, they really don't. They're just slapping these things together and getting them out there and trying to get ratings.
several years ago, actually back in the 1990s, there was a television show called Strange Universe. I believe that's the name of it. And Mrs. Finelli and I were at a preparedness expo in the 90s in Indianapolis. And it was very much like our Get Prepared Expo here in Missouri. You saw families, you saw people that were dressed nicely and not in suits, but I mean they were clean and neat. And this three person filming crew from Strange Universe was there, and this guy walked in and it looked like he left his just got out of his Hell's Angels meeting, and you know, he was he looked very much different from the rest of us. I mean, he was unkempt, straggly, and looking. And anyway, he walks in, and cameras go right over to him. Okay, he was the only guy. Thousands of people were there, but he was the only guy that looked like that. And they zoomed in on him, and they interviewed him. And Mrs. Finelli was there, and our children were there. And she said to me, "Why don't you go talk to that guy? I mean, he's way out of place compared. Or why don't you talk to that crew? They interviewed the one guy that's going to make us all look bad." So I went over, and I explained that. That was our opinion that, you know, why'd they do that? Why didn't they interview the rest of us? And the talent guy said, "Well, all right, we'll interview you." And I said, "Okay, that'd be fine. I just have three requirements. One, I get your business card. Number two, I get a copy of the final cut. And number three, I get a copy of all the footage that you shoot of me." And they said, "No deal." And I said, "No deal." They were not willing to give me all the footage because I've been on TV before, and I know how it goes. They have these interviews, and they piece together. The camera's videoing one person from behind, and then they switch, and they do the rest of the interview from the other side. It's not what you think. It's pieced together. Marjorie Wildcraft, Vin Finelli, I'm going to tell you how we can get in touch with Marjorie when we come back on the other side of this commercial announcement.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dried guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Merry Christmas. Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources. Today is December 21st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.48.20. A 1 ounce gold Kugran can be purchased for $16.89.32, $8.44.66 for a half ounce, or $4.22.33 for a quarter ounce. $16.89.32, $8.44.66, and $4.22.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time. You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Marjorie Wildcraft's with me. And Marjorie, I'm going to say something that I probably normally wouldn't say on the air, but I'll say it anyway. We haven't been sued yet, and I'm kind of surprised. I believe you haven't heard some of the things that I say on the afternoon broadcast. It's pretty wild. I pick on the government, city government in Springfield, and I give out the city manager's name, and I give out his phone number, and I tell people to call him and tell him he's fired. And but anyway, there are a lot of, in my opinion, there's more than one person. You mentioned David as a person who misrepresented himself, but I think there are a lot more than just one. What do you think?
You mean on the show or on the?
No, I don't mean on that particular show. I just mean on the radio, in the preparedness marketplace. There's, I believe that, and actually I know that there are many people.
Oh my God!
Who are misrepresenting themselves?
Oh, I do. I know many of them personally. Yeah, and I'm, people saying, "Oh, you know, I'm all about urban survival," and I find out he's got a place in Idaho that's his private home in rural Idaho or something. He has no intention of ever being in an herbal survival situation, you know. Or so many people that say that they're experts on this or that or the other. Quite frankly, it's a hot market. It's a really hot market, and right now, you know, with this whole gun thing going on. You know, people are, if you've got a book on hiding guns or if you've got extra high capacity clips, you know, they're selling them like crazy, and they're all really working on this fear. And I think the fear is a legitimate fear. You should react when you're afraid and you see things coming that you need to behave, you know, inappropriate, you know, prepare for. But the industry is rife with it. The internet is like the Wild West in a lot of ways. Because anybody can whip up a website and do whatever they want. I mean, really. And, you know, there's really not any accountability.
Right.
It's a crazy situation. Yeah. Yeah.
Marjorie, how do we get in touch with you? GrowYourOwnGroceries.com?
Yes. www.growyourowngroceries.com. And you watch any of my videos. You'll see me out in the garden with my bare feet and my dirt and my vegetables and my chickens and my rabbits, and you'll know that I'm the real deal. But
you are, and that's where I was going with that opening comment. There are a lot of frauds out there, but Marjorie Wildcraft is the real deal. Now, I have not been to your farm, and you have not been to my farm, but I can tell by the video and the images and the photos that I've seen that you do grow your own groceries and you do raise your own animals for meat, as we do. And and you are the real deal. You are a survivalist. And I've defined the difference between a survivalist and a prepper as a prepper is learning how to become a survivalist.
That's a good distinction. I had never thought of it that way.
I thought about that yesterday.
My angle has always been the food. I mean, I'm a woman. It naturally comes to me. I want my family healthy, and getting good nourishment in these times is extraordinarily difficult. I think you need to be growing your own food, even if you weren't worrying about pandemic or apocalypse or economic collapse. The food supply is contaminated. But, yeah, I'm also, since I've gotten into this, I've learned how to handle a gun. Quite frankly, I like it. You know, they're dangerous, they're powerful, they're sexy. Heck, yeah. You know, my husband goes, what is this information? Radio, ham radio and learning how to do this, it's actually been very enlivening and wonderful when you start getting into this lifestyle.
Marjorie, were you surprised when you came to the expo to see how I was dressed with my sidearm?
Yeah, you were so cute, Vince. I think that was just neat. I don't carry like that. I probably when I grow up, I'm going to do that.
But you know, I say I'm armed all the time, and I don't know if people think I'm kidding or not. But you know the truth.
Well, you start out the show with saying that you're locked and you're loaded, and you are.
Marjorie Wildcraft, growyourowngroceries.com. She's got the best DVD set. I'm not kidding. If you're thinking about buying a farm and learning what it's like, she's going to save you thousands of dollars because you won't make the mistakes if you watch a DVD set. And there's a link on the website, usapreparers.com, to Marjorie Wildcraft under instructors. Please check it out. I think it's a great Christmas present. Marjorie, thank you so much for being with us. We're going to have you back again and again, and we're looking forward to seeing you in April at the Get Prepared Expo. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.